how old were you when you decided to start smoking?
I was between 17 and 18. It was my senior year of high school. I was introduced to it, you know, in high school, and decided to start picking it up once I could purchase, you know, cigarettes at 18.
What made you start smoking?
I guess it was like a social thing to do back in the 90s. I mean, everybody used to smoke back then. And then a big movement came on for like smoke-free bars, restaurants and stuff, smoke-free this in the new millennial. And a lot of people quit.
Okay. But, all right. Have you ever gotten into like any fights or anything because of this addiction?
No, I never got any fights over cigarettes. I mean, it does cause unwanted attention, you know, at times. Like, you know, if you're in an unfamiliar area or at a friend's place in the city and then want to go smoke a cigarette, you have to go outside and it could be late at night and there's people around. So, you know, it just brings unnecessary attention to you. But I've never got any, like, like fist fights, maybe arguments over, like, you know, stupid arguments, like somebody wanted a cigarette or something. I didn't want to give them.
All right. Have you ever, like, lied or anything, like, about the addiction? Like, to anyone?
Have I lied about the addiction? No, I don't think I ever lied about the addiction to anybody.
Like, you never tried to, like, hide it or anything?
No, I never had to hide it. Like, other people in my family smoke. So, my mom smokes. My brother smokes. My dad smokes cigars. So, I never had to hide it from anyone in my family.
Okay. Like, how did abusing cigarettes, like, in your case, like, harm at, like, others, or did it? Or did it not?
Yeah, so, using cigarettes has created borders between, like, I said, like, my brother smokes, my mom smokes, but my sister doesn't smoke. So, she has two baby girls. And, you know, they don't want to smoke around them. So it creates borders. You always have to make sure you wash your hands, this, that. But it could be harmful, like, if you forget. You know what I mean? Then, like, because it's easy to forget when you do when you smoke cigarettes all the time. Yeah. And then you come in contact, you know, with other people, especially in social environments. And they don't appreciate the smoke. So.
Yeah.
All right. Creates borders.
Have you ever had to, like, steal money or anything so you could purchase, like, cigarettes?
No.
All right. How did you, like, cope with the whole situation?
Well, I kind of enjoy smoking cigarettes, but that's kind of a problem because I'm very athletic. And, you know, I was caught onto this addiction at a young age. And it's just been hard for me to fill that void with anything else when I go to quitting. So it's a challenge, but it's something, you know, I need to take more seriously every year that goes by because it hurts you more and more. You know, I'm getting in my middle ages now, so I'll be 31 soon, and, you know, my 20s are over, so, you know, I got to start thinking about the future a little bit more, my health.
Like, how did, like, smoking cigarettes affect you, or, like, how does it now?
Well, financially, they tax cigarettes a lot.
Yeah.
So, that's going to cost me more money. And honestly, the social barriers today with everybody that quit, it's no longer the social thing to do. I guess it isolates you.
Is there a certain time, like, that you remember, like, specifically, like, anyone has, like, really, really, like, tried to help you with this, like, your addiction?
I mean, anytime I want to quit cigarettes, everybody is supportive of me.
So you got a lot of support, right?
Yeah, my family got me, like, the gum and the patches before.
Okay.
And, like, you know, they've also quit themselves before. You know, they still continue to smoke. Like, they'll quit and then, you know, restart at some point when they get stressed out.
And then it's like, is there anything you wish you could go back and change?
No, I don't.
No?
No. I mean, cigarettes they're bad for you. They're not good for your health, but it's like, it's not the worst thing in the world. There's like a lot worse things out there.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I don't know. Like, I mean, I think I'll quit eventually, but even if I don't, like, there's so many other diseases today, like, to worry about and stuff. That's my personal opinion. I've had other illnesses in my lifetime and stuff that are way more serious than this. And if I had to choose between, you know, three things I'd have or not have, this would probably be on the more of the, let me keep this one. You know what I mean? Yeah. The other ones are a little bit more serious.
Was there anything that really stuck with you throughout, like, your time of smoking? Like, an experience?
Well, it's frustrating to be a smoker sometimes, especially today when it's unaccepted, because sometimes you get dressed up, you go out, and there's places you go, you can't smoke, and you have to be careful around other people smoking. You don't want to burn your clothes or burn somebody else. And then the smoke in the air, people have allergies today more than ever. And, you know, you just have to isolate yourself a little bit. And I don't like that about it. You know, that's one of the things I don't like.
All right. Well, that's it.